Success leaves clues. And after reaching more than a billion people with our content and ads, after generating more than 300 million online over nearly 17 years across multiple markets, helping more than 26 entrepreneurs generate more than 7 and 8 figures through a funnel, being in every industry from health, wealth, relationships, and spiritual, we see a lot of data and we see what works and we see what doesn't work. Success does in fact leave clues. In this video, I'm gonna share with you 7 fundamental reasons people succeed when it comes to launching and scaling their business online. Here it is. Number one, selling skills. Selling is absolutely vital to success. You need both front-end selling, such as your webinars, your events, your challenges, and that type of thing, that bring people into your funnel for free, or your lower price programs, which can be used to build your database and cast a wider net so you can inspire more people. You also need, and this is more important, selling skills for selling your high ticket programs, or at least people that are on your team who can sell these higher ticket programs for you. If you can't sell your higher ticket programs, you're dead in the water. And that's where you make most of your money anyways, from your higher touch, higher ticket offers. Now, if you need help scripting your sales scripts for you or your sales team, go to consistentlyclose.com to learn more about how you can hire my award-winning secret weapon that's responsible for generating over 100 million in sales 100% through the phone. And here's the kicker, without using Skype, Zoom, or any video sharing platform for that matter. So, number one, you've got to learn how to sell. You got to learn how to sell your front-end offers, and you got to learn how to sell your back-end offers if you want to truly be successful in this business. Number two, you need great offers, okay? You need at least one great offer, and usually it's a series of offers from low-ticket offers to high and premium ticket offers in order for you to hit those 7, 8-figure levels of success. So you've got different types of offers, right? You've got low-ticket offers, right? Do it yourself. You got books, you got webinars, you got challenges, those type of things. Then you've got done-with-you programs, your workshops, masterminds, coaching, certification, that type of thing. And then you've got done-for-you services, like agency services, like we offer at Perfect Funnel System, right? So let's think about this from the restaurant business, right? You can have a great restaurant that has amazing food, and it could be a complete dump, but people are gonna be lining up down the street. There was a place like that when we lived in La Jolla that had people lined up down the street, but people keep coming back because it has amazing food. You can even have an ugly funnel, or I call it fugly funnel, and crush it, but you need to have a really great offer. And that's the secret to this fundamental lesson, is that you need great offers. So you need to be able to sell your front end and your back end offers, and you need to have great offers, okay? A great expert business has results others want, and therefore has a never-ending supply of leads and sales of people to serve. I always say this, you're one offer away. First, before your one funnel away. So your one funnel away is great, right? That's a slogan from ClickFunnels. That's true, but that's half true. You need a great offer to go with that great funnel, okay? So that's the second important thing that you need if you wanna be successful when it comes to launching and scaling your expertise on the internet. Number three is a great campaign narrative that brings the right people to you. Okay, these are your ad campaigns. These are the hooks and the bait that you're putting into your market through ads or just through content that you publish, right? It's the value you deliver to people in advance of them giving you money, okay? Think about it that way. So it's the content you're producing. It's the ads you're putting out. That's your narrative that's drawing people to you like a magnet or repelling people from you, okay? This is one of the things that distinguishes a winning campaign versus a campaign that does okay or falls flat on its face. You've got to get creative with your copy or have someone in your corner who knows how to write copy that converts. This is super important. You can see, we see thousands of campaigns, and out of thousands of campaigns that we see, that we run, it all comes down to what is that campaign narrative? What is that story? What is that content? What is that hook, right? That's how people refer to it. I refer to it as a narrative, right? What are the narratives that you're putting into your market that's drawing people to you like a magnet? And if they're not being drawn to you like a magnet, then you gotta think about a new campaign narrative. Number four, great funnels, okay? This is how people enroll and buy into your programs, right? A challenge funnel would be an example. So you got a challenge funnel where you're delivering massive value, you're inspiring your audience, and then you lead them to a course, or you lead them to an application funnel, right? Or maybe you have a webinar, and you have that webinar, and it leads to a course, and then it leads to an application funnel to hire you for consulting or coaching or done for you services. So here's how I would explain a funnel in simple terms. It's the path for people to give you money. But in exchange for them giving you money, they want to get the results and outcomes that you've been able to produce, or the results and outcomes you've been able to help others produce. That's a funnel in its most simplistic terms. So that's a core element here, right, of success, right? So we got selling, we've got a great offer, we've got a great campaign narrative, and we got a great funnel. Number five is a great result, okay? Listen, the self-education industry is exploding to $1 billion a day by 2025, according to Forbes.com. Why is it gonna triple? Well, because people wanna learn from those of us who have results. The world, I believe, has woken up to the fact that if you wanna get results, you need to go find people that have the results that you want and hire them to teach you, hire them to help you along on the journey, okay? It's common sense, but sometimes common sense isn't all that common these days, is it? At the end of the day, you should have great results others want, right? And you should have at least a handful of other people that you've helped to reproduce those results, or preferably have better results than you've even been able to achieve yourself. Those are the two really important things that I look for when it comes to working with clients. Do you have the results that others want? And then have you helped at least a handful of other people produce similar, like, or better results yourself? All right, number six is producer versus consumer, okay? Producers understand that they must produce content for their audience, right? Like, that's kind of a given. They understand that they must produce value to their audience. They must inspire their audience to act, okay? Here's an example of being a producer. So you can host a live challenge or a webinar. That is a producer activity. You can create content for social media and post it to your channels, or you can take that same content and advertise it and push it into the right audience. You could speak at events. You're being a producer. You can host a summit or a virtual event and be a producer. So if you want to successfully lead your audience, you need to become a producer. Produce content, produce value, produce results in advance, okay? So that's number six. Be a producer versus just a consumer, okay? In some ways, we need to be consumers, consumers of our competitors, consumers of industry leaders, to understand the narratives that are going on in our market, right? That's important. But we also need to be producers, and we need to be producing value. We need to be producing breakthrough, producing insights, producing revelation for our audience. Very important. Number seven is a Kaizen mindset. So having a mindset of constant and never-ending improvement, and that applies to everything you're doing, from your content, to your funnels, to your offers, to your advertising messages, those narratives that you're sending out. These are all important areas that you need to apply Kaizen to. You've heard it before, right? You're either growing or you're dying. You're never standing still. You see, the optimization of your campaigns are absolutely vital to success. Here's an example. My first webinar that I ever started running was back in 2010. We did them twice a week for about a year. And we literally improved everything, the webinar, the offer, the emails, like literally everything, until it got to the point where we couldn't improve it anymore. I'm pretty sure after you do 100 live webinars, you figured out everything you can figure out, right? We had this consultant, that consultant. We stacked the deck in our favor to allow it to win. And we did win because we had this mindset of Kaizen, right? So I want you to adopt that mindset today. Improve everything. And then here's a biggie. You gotta have people in your corner who know how to optimize campaigns, because you're gonna need to optimize your ad campaigns. You're gonna need to optimize your funnels. You're gonna need to optimize your offers. Just to name a few things that you're gonna need to improve and optimize. All right, so there it is. These are the big seven fundamental reasons people succeed, right? They know how to sell their front-end offers, their back-end offers. If you need help, go to consistentlyclose.com and learn how you can put my secret weapon to play for your business, right? You need good funnels, you need good offers, you need good campaign narratives. If you stop there and that's all you had, you would be ahead of 99% of your competitors. Now, if you want to set yourself up for success so you can win, I encourage you to hire a team of professionals who know what it takes to win by actually winning. Don't try to do it all yourself. That's a surefire path to stress and struggle. Don't hire a bunch of amateurs or rookies who just started a year ago and don't have the results that you really want. Hire a team to help you. That's my biggest advice. You can hire my team and I by going to perfectfunnelsystem.com, and you can request a quote or schedule a call after you've completed the application process. Working with our team is simple and strategic, which I would suggest is why we have nearly more awards than anyone in the ClickFunnels community of over 100,000 entrepreneurs who use it. Success leaves clues, my friend. Put these 7 reasons for success into play for your business, and the best way to do it is by hiring a team of experts to help you get there. Oh, and again, if you need help with your high ticket offers and scripting out how you're gonna sell those high ticket programs, go to consistentlyclose.com to learn more about my award-winning secret weapon.